Hey guys, welcome to the Daily Divine Feminine Podcast. It's a podcast for any of you that want to deepen your connection with your divine using spirituality, personal growth, and psychology tools to manifest the life that you deserve. Thanks for being here today, and I'm so excited for you to embark on this journey. And together, we can realize that we are all more alike than we are different. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of the Daily Divine Feminine. I'm your host, Vivian V. Today's episode is going to be about leaving a long-term relationship. This is a very, very popular topic you guys have been asking me to talk about specifically. And if you're currently in a long-term relationship and are struggling, first of all, I just want to say I'm sorry you're going through that. It's honestly one of the hardest experiences to be in love with someone and after a while realize that it's no longer the relationship that you thought it was and that you need to move on. And that decision is one of the hardest decisions to make in your life. So if you're currently trying to figure out if you want to make your relationship work or if you're finding reasons for why you need to end it, I have a episode that might be helpful. It's the 4 habits to avoid if you want your relationships to last. And there are basically 4 habits that you can identify if they're already happening or if you want to find ways to avoid them or work on them to make sure that you're able to build a healthy relationship based on understanding and communication and love. Or if you see these 4 things constantly and you don't see it changing, there's a large chance you may consider ending the relationship. So definitely check that episode out if you are in that position. But today's episode is going to be 4 ways to move on after making that decision. And overall, this is just a tool. Each situation is obviously unique, but I find that these 4 ways are pretty important and can help you a lot if you are in that position or maybe in the near future. I hope that this advice is helpful, and let's get right into it. So the first way to move on is acceptance. Acceptance will set you free. A quote that resonates with me in this kind of idea is from Deepak Chopra, who says, "I use memories, but I will not allow memories to use me. Accept what has happened in order to move forward." There's no way you will experience your best life if you try to operate out of your history or memories of your past. Accepting that it's over allows you to move forward. A common thing that happy people really work on is appreciating what's happening in the present. It's one of the most commonly known things, whether you're thinking about meditation or just living in the moment. And it's so important, and especially when you are leaving a long-term relationship, your mind can cycle over and over these loops of what's happened in the past and what you went through. But in order to be happy, you need to appreciate what's happening in the present and be excited about the dreams of your future and all the things that you are working towards. And as you progress in your life, choose not to be weighed down by your past. Memories are just that. So don't rob yourself of the potential of living a better life because you choose to dwell on things that no longer serve you. Don't use your imperfect past to create a flawed vision of the future. That person was just that, a person that taught you lessons that were in that chapter of your life for a reason. And now moving forward, you can continue to meet other people, whether it's a romantic relationship or friendships. Just stay open-minded and leave the past in the past. It's easier said than done, and it will be a process, but moving on is so necessary, and acceptance is a huge part of that. Just understand and maybe remind yourself that There are reasons the relationship didn't work out, and it took a lot of emotion and back and forth, mental, honestly, torture to make that decision. So once it's done, don't choose to live in that loop to constantly re-injure yourself and relive those painful feelings and memories when that's something that is already over once you decided it was. And if that's something that you have yet to realize is acceptance, maybe you're still in the process of wishing it could work out or wondering if it could, the longer you dwell in it, it's going to make it that much harder. So truly, you are the only person that can help you in that situation in making that decision. And once you decide that it's over, it is. All right, number two, the second way to move on from a long-term relationship is to look at it as an opportunity. Your perspective is everything. The attitude in which you choose to take a situation can completely change the route of your life and your happiness and the steps you are going to take moving forward. So immediately after, it can seem like you'll never be happy or you'll never find someone. And it's some just overwhelming feeling of dread and just uncertainty. And that is so valid. It is not easy to go through this time at all. But this is fact. It's a chance for you to create the life you've always wanted. That is just a fact. So just remind yourself that, even if it isn't with the person you thought it would be, you still have this chance to create the life that you've always wanted. It's a clean slate. It's a chance for you to reinvent yourself. It's an opportunity to be whatever, whoever, wherever you want to be, what your life is, and where you want to go. You no longer have to be the person you were towards the end of that relationship. It can drain you so much to try to make something work that just isn't supposed to be anymore. That's a chapter that in your life that you can learn from. But you don't have to continue to be unhappy, depressed, lack of confidence, anxious, just drained of life. You can now have a chance to align with what really matters to you with no pressure. You don't have to do what they want anymore. You don't have to make sure that they're okay with everything that you do. You can make whatever friends you want. You can go on any adventures. You can have whatever you want in life. And that is just such a liberating feeling of having a clean slate. You can go anywhere and do anything. Honestly, that feeling of after a relationship, it's renewal. It's a rebirth. And it's only like that if you really take it as an opportunity to do so. I truly believe that breakup glow-ups are such a real thing, and it's because you are no longer drained of your energy trying to just bend over backwards and like just be unhappy constantly because you feel stuck. You are no longer stuck. You are free to do whatever and be whoever. And those glow-ups are so real because you're taking the time to put yourself first. That is such a beautiful thing. You can get ready. You can wear the clothes you want to wear. You can go the places you want to go and be confident in this person that you are and you are becoming. And it's honestly such a great opportunity. Like I said, just please allow yourself that time to heal as you do this. But that perspective is everything. See it as an opportunity. Be confident in that person that you are becoming and who you are right now, coming out of this relationship. And just because it didn't work out doesn't mean it wasn't for the best. It probably was. When one door closes, another opens. It'll all make sense, I promise. The third way to move on is to find something that motivates you to get up in the morning. And this is so important because you may find that your overall routine is completely different without this person, especially if you lived with them. So if there is something that motivates you to get up in the morning, you are a lot more likely to focus on your potential and what is meaningful to you. So make sure you wake up with something in mind that motivates you. And there will be days that you may not feel like doing anything, and that's part of the healing process. So be patient with yourself. Give yourself that love that you deserve. And when there is a time where you're ready, or the days that you find that you want to do something, and I hope that it's more often than not that you feel like this, whether it's working out in the morning, whether it's going on a walk, maybe it's finding a new hobby, or possibly doing a hobby that you used to love and stopped doing, you have that time now for yourself, so you get to choose which way you use it. And this could also mean traveling to new places or moving possibly. There's so many things that you can do, but whatever it is, make sure that it means something to you and motivates you at the end of the day and in the morning when you wake up, especially just to set the tone for each day. And overall, these days will add up to a better version of yourself where you really figure out what you want from life. For me, it was getting back into hobbies that I stopped doing and finding new things that I thought I didn't have the time for before, because I honestly found myself just doing really just unhealthy habits in my past relationship, which ended up, I mean, a bunch of things ended up being the reason why I ended the relationship. But my thing was figuring out what motivates me and kind of like goals and identity statements that I wanted to make sure I stuck with because I deserved it. And some of that may be, I am the type of person that likes to read. I am the type of person that likes to cook. I am the type of person that likes to travel to new places and, you know, is open to meeting people. I am the type of person that takes care of herself. And this is a huge one because I felt like a lot of things fall under that idea, that belief. And that means making my bed in the morning. That means doing my hair, my makeup, wearing clothes that make me feel good. Taking care of myself in the way that I eat, my habits, being a lot more intentional about those. And when you look good, you feel good. So taking that time for yourself so that way you make better habits, it creates a better reality. And it's about intention and reflection. And it takes a lot of work, honestly, and time. But once you establish those beliefs that matter to you, it'll be a lot easier and you will want to do it for yourself because you're proud of how far you've come and who you are as a result of it. So this is so important when you're starting this new chapter of your life, just figuring out what things you want to spend your time doing and making sure that it is the things that make you happy, because this is a chance for you to figure that out with no pressure. All right, so number four, the fourth way to move on from a long-term relationship is to focus on yourself. Put yourself first and learn about what you want and what you don't want. And I think it's so important, along the same lines of focusing on yourself, is to think about your standards. Don't let desperation or anger get you into situations where you might end up with people or in places or doing things as a means of escape or revenge. Only you can validate yourself. So when you raise your standards, you are sending the message to others and yourself that you know your worth and you prove it in your actions. Because if you're willing to tolerate something, that's probably what you're going to get. So if you don't establish what your standards are and clearly define them, other people will act in ways that may not be what's best for you because they aren't clear about what is acceptable to you and what's not. So Never tolerate treatment less than what you're worth. You have been through a hard time, and this relationship has taught you what you will tolerate and what you won't. Please remember this, because when you have higher standards, you don't go back and forth on where your energy, your time should be spent. It's clear, you know, and you prove it. And this will allow you to grow and surround yourself with people and energy that is deserving of yours. You just went through that time. Make sure that you take into consideration how strong you are to get through it, and that strength that you proved time and time again to get through this relationship. And in the end, you can use that strength as a catalyst to change in ways for yourself. Focus that energy on yourself. No one needs to give you permission or validation to do that. You get to choose your own life and what you want. All right, my loves, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Those are the four ways that you can move on from a long-term relationship. I know that this was a pretty popular topic, and I do want to continue doing more episodes on the subject. If you want to let me know specifically what questions you have, you can ask this Thursday on our Instagram at The Daily Divine Feminine, where every Thursday we have Q&A Thursdays, and I just go through your guys' specific questions. And that way I can also get an idea of other topics throughout the rest of the week to do these episodes on, because I just want to make sure that I can help you in ways that actually make a difference in your lives. And I hope that these episodes have helped you in some ways. And also be sure to leave a review if you enjoyed today's episode and want me to continue doing more episodes. It means the world to me. And I will go ahead and leave you with some affirmations. I am capable of whatever I set my mind to. By loving myself fully, I attract people who appreciate and love me. I can feel I am attracting a new beginning in my life.